For the Texas Monitor, Mark LeSharon wrote, after editorials in most of the major newspapers in Texas condemned him for diminishing and demoralizing the state's legislative budget board, Lieutenant Governor Patrick fired back. Somewhere along the line, whether intentionally by liberal bureaucratic drift or at the direction of past leadership, some staff at the LBB began to take on the role of telling lawmakers who were elected by the people what programs should be funded and how taxpayer dollars should be spent, Patrick wrote in an op-ed column carried by several of those same papers. Patrick said the attack he was accused of making was instead a reshaping and downsizing of the budget board. He said he and House Speaker Dennis Bonin would be meeting in the coming months to appoint a new director, a post that's gone unfulfilled for more than a year to restore some stability, LeSharon wrote. The Legislative Budget Board, or LBB, was created in the 40s by the legislature, and its board's made up of elected officials, the lieutenant governor, House Speaker, and their eight appointees. In recent years, we've had example after example of the agency playing politics with budget numbers and publications which favor one faction over another. In one of several op-eds recently, Patrick wrote, some LBB staff began to push the state budget agency in a liberal direction that did not comport with the vision of the state's conservative majority. The lawmakers Texans elected to be accountable for state spending had little control over hiring and firing or the direction and accountability of the agency. Patrick's right. The evidence supports his claims, and his effort to shake up the insider's agency is well needed. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.